I don't know if it brings relief to anybody. You know, it's disappointing when you lose a player in any situation. So I think that's the feeling that's going around.
How much did you pay attention to everything that was taking place yesterday?
I didn't really pay attention to it. You know, Coach addressed us as a team this morning, and, you know, he said what he had to say. And, you know, now we just got to move on. We can't do anything about it.
What was his message?
I don't think he wants us to bring that out. You know, it was his, you know, his message towards us as a team. And, you know, we listened and took it in.
How much do you think the team as a whole has actually thought about the situation since week two?
I think it's always been on our minds. You know, I think we've always, of course, wanted him back, you know, but we knew it was going to go through a lot of different situations, and all we could do is sit back and wait on it all to be done. And now that it's, you know, they've made their decision, all we can do is just move on.
Josh, was there a point at which you guys started saying to yourself, maybe this is going to happen, maybe he's not going to come back?
I think most of us were optimistic, you know, that he was going to come back, and at least I know I was. You know, I was optimistic that he was going to return, but, you know, in the end, you know, the top guy said something, and, you know, all we could do is go with what he said.
Does this immediately affect your behavior as a player now that you know what consequences they're throwing out there?
I don't think so. You know, I think we've had guys step up ever since this situation first occurred, you know, and that's all we're going to do. We're going to rely on them to keep stepping up and keep playing the way that they'll be playing and try to play better.
And you guys don't, think about trying to do too much, you know, as an individual?
Oh, no, definitely. You know, we've been stressing since training camp. If everybody do their job, this team will be successful, you know, and that's what it, you know, comes down to.
Going back to Sunday, you bugged even more after watching the film?
Yeah, definitely. Just seeing, you know, how close I am and, you know, doing little things a little bit differently, how it would have probably changed everything. You know, all I can do now is, you know, make the corrections and be ready for next week.
You can't change those 6'3", 6'4", right?
You can't change that, but you can change different things as far as your techniques to, you know, throw them guys off. And I could have done more, you know, in different situations and you know, help this team get a win.
Are you talking right at the line of scrimmage, right at point of contact?
Yeah, you know, point of contact, driving routes faster, you know, recognizing things, you know, that they ran everything, you know, that we expected them to run except for three plays. You know, it was only three plays out of the whole game that we didn't expect. So recognizing what they're doing and stepping up and making plays is key in this league.
Doesn't get any easier this Sunday.
No, definitely not, you know, with this team, you know, but we played them and, as a defense, we feel we can play them well and do some things that can stop them. And, you know, we're just going to rely on that, you know. And I think last game we started the first half with, you know, 5-3 and outs, you know. So we know we can play with this team. We just have to, you know, do our jobs consistently.
Yeah, is there, you know, it was just a problem.